Welcome to this guided body scan meditation. In this practice, we'll be focusing attention on sensations arising in the body, moment to moment, and bringing a quality of kindness to whatever is present. Our culture asks us to live so much in our thoughts, in our heads, that we may sometimes forget that the whole body feels and knows, that there is a wisdom beyond words. We may have built-in habits that ignore, minimize, or completely shut down the possibility of feeling our own aliveness. The body scan is an opportunity to connect a little more to the body, this marvelous sensing instrument that can bring you closer to yourself, to the world, and to others. This practice is a time for gentle exploration of each present moment. The opportunity to explore bodily experience can be very helpful. You can begin to notice what feels good, what you withdraw from, when you tense up, and when you can give yourself space. This is a time for simply being with your experience. Being just as you are, without criticizing, judging, or trying to change your experience in any way. Making the time to practice this meditation is a powerful way to take care of yourself and enhance your health and well-being. Through practice, your attention can become more flexible, and you can actively cultivate a stance of openness and welcome and curiosity towards your own experience. You're invited to be with the body as much as possible and to notice the activity of the mind as you go along, returning to the body when you find that your focus has wandered. See if it's possible to enter into this practice with a spirit of friendliness towards yourself, opening to what's here, willing to see things as they are, letting go of the need to change anything, including the desire to achieve any particular state, including relaxation. This is a time to simply be with yourself and for yourself as fully as possible. As you follow along with the guided instructions, do your best to stay awake and alert. As you practice, you may find there are areas of the body that you wish were different, areas that may harbor sensations that are painful or hold emotions that are challenging. Simply by being aware of sensations, we can begin to acknowledge what's here as it is right now. We can practice not fighting or resisting, but rather acknowledging the life that is making itself known to us moment to moment. Over time, as we offer this sensitive attention to our experience, we may find things shifting and changing through no effort of our own. Whether sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or even if there are no noticeable sensations at all, it's the quality of sincerity we bring to the practice that is most important. So as you're ready, closing down the eyes if that's comfortable for you, or simply softening your gaze. Bringing your attention to noticing the body just sitting or lying down. Bringing your attention to where the body makes contact with your chair or cushion or floor that you're resting upon. And noticing how these surfaces support you, support the body. Perhaps noticing sensations of pressure or warmth. And as you're ready to, beginning to bring the attention to the top of the head, feeling into the top of the scalp, noticing whatever's here to be felt, or perhaps noticing that there's no sensation at all. And that's okay too. Just being with whatever is present at the top of the head. And as you're ready to, beginning to bring the attention down through the scalp, along the sides and back of the head. Perhaps feeling into the area of the ears. This place where we take in sound from our external environment. And beginning to move into the face, feeling into the forehead and the eyes, the temples. Feeling into the bridge of the nose, the sides of the nostrils. And as we bring attention to the face, just seeing if there are any areas where we might soften, release tension, perhaps around the eyes or the forehead, around the mouth, the jaw. And noticing what's here to be felt. And moving from along the edge of the jaw to the underside of the neck. Feeling down through the neck, the front of the neck and sides of the neck, the back of the neck. Perhaps feeling at the surface of the skin or deeper into the musculature of the neck. Seeing if there's any softening that can be done here as well. And then coming down along the tops of the shoulders, perhaps seeing if the shoulders can drop away from the ears a bit. Perhaps feeling sensations associated with circulation or vibration, tingling. Moving into the shoulder joints. And beginning to move our attention down through the upper part of the arms. Feeling both surface, at the surface level of the skin, perhaps noticing the drape of clothing or perhaps the circulation of air making contact with the skin. And feeling deeper into these areas, feeling into the musculature of the upper arms. Perhaps noticing sensations associated with circulation. And coming down into the area of the elbows. And into the lower arms. Perhaps having some awareness of the position of the arms. Noticing where they might make contact with the body or your chair. Or the surface that you're lying upon. Moving down into the wrists, lower arms, feeling into the palms of the hands, and seeing what's alive and accessible here in terms of felt sensations in the palms of the hands. Perhaps vibration or tingling, warmth or coolness, moisture or dryness. And continuing to extend our awareness all the way through the fingers, to the tips of the fingers, feeling into the joints of the fingers. Perhaps sensing into the nails of the fingers. Being with sensation moment to moment in the hands and the fingers. And then coming back up through the lower arms and elbows to the upper arms, the shoulders. And starting to bring our attention into the upper torso, feeling into the chest at the front of the body and the sides of the rib cage, the upper part of the back. Noticing any sensations, perhaps in between the shoulder blades, points of contact with clothing or a chair or the surface beneath us. Moving down into the middle of the torso, the area of the belly and the waist. Wrapping around to the middle of the back. Perhaps feeling into the spine or the muscles along the back of the spine. Perhaps noticing movement associated with digestion or the movement of the breath moving in and out of the belly. And then coming down into the lower torso and the pelvis, the hips. Feeling both superficially and deeper into the tissues of the body, the bones of the pelvis. And then coming down through the upper legs. Feeling into the front of the legs and the sides and backs of the legs, the inner thighs. Just noticing what's here to be felt moment to moment. Not judging or criticizing, just sensing what's here. Moment to moment. And moving down into the knees. Feeling at the front of the knees and sides of the knees, the back of the knees. And moving into the lower leg. Feeling into the shin bone and the musculature of the calves. Noticing the ankles, perhaps having a sense of looseness or tightness in the ankles. And then coming down into the feet, feeling into the tops and sides of the feet, the tops of the toes. And wrapping around to feel the bottoms of the feet, the heel, the arch of the foot, the ball of the foot, the underside of the toes, perhaps even being able to sense between the toes. And as you're ready, we'll begin to expand our attention through the body, beginning at the feet, opening up to the ankles and lower legs, the knees, the upper legs, the hips and pelvis, lower torso, mid torso, upper torso. the arms, the shoulders, the neck, and the head, broadening the lens of attention to now include the whole body as you sit or lie here. Feeling into your own aliveness and allowing yourself to be just as you are, moment to moment.